Yud Dalet. So we were talking at the end of Yud Gimel Beis, going on to Yud Dalet, about this discussion of a Yados Legabe Tuma, and a Yad Legabe Schach, and a Yad Legabe Achila. So the Gemara had this, the last suggestion that this machlokis between between the Acherim and the Tanakama about whether the Yad was considered DNA part of the food in Metame or not. So the Gemara last suggested was that really it's a case where they were kotzer for Achila, and then they decided to nimlach leim l'sichach, and they tried to change their mind. So initially, the yad for achila, the yad's called part of the item. But when they were nimlach for schach purposes, that's not considered the yad anymore. So the question became, does machshava change something from the, is it mevatel something from a kli? Legabe tuma, can machshava change the status of a yad to no longer being a yad by simply thinking about it, you don't need, by nimlach, does that change the status? So the Gemara says, last two lines of Yud Gimel Beis, Umi batla le machshava bahachi, is machshava alone that I no longer want the yad? By me thinking about that, is that enough to be mevatel from a shame of that which is makabel tuma? That time the Mishnah tells us the following klal: Kol kelim yardin lidei tuma b'machshava. All items, all vessels, all kelim, by my machshava alone, that could render this into a kli. I could say this is a kli b'machshava and roi lekabel tuma. However, ein olam mitumah, so it does not leave its status of being mekabel tumah ela b'shinei ma'isa. To remove it from the state of tumah, that needs not a machshava. Machshava is not enough, but rather you need a ma'isa. You need to change something. So me thinking about the yad no longer being a yad, that's not good enough. You need a ma'isa. And the Mishnah goes on to say further, ma'isa is motzi miyad ma'isa miyad machshava kama. A ma'isa can change a kli status from becoming a kli, whether it's made of a kli into a kli by a ma'isa, or is made into kli by machshava. You need a ma'isa to remove it from that state. Again, ma'isa is motzi miyad ma'isa u'miyad machshava kama. However, machshava ain't a motzi lo miyad ma'isa lo miyad machshava. But the opposite won't work. To use machshava to remove something from being a kli, that doesn't work. Whether or not the kli was initially made through a ma'isa or made through a machshava cannot remove it from being a kli anymore. So we see from this Mishnah that the din is, machshava is not enough to remove something from being a kli, from being a yad, from being mekabel tuma. You need a ma'isa. So Gemara says, okay, maybe we can make the following distinction. Maybe, v'chiteima hanimi lekelim dechashivi, maybe when do you require a ma'isa to remove something from being mekabel tuma, you need a ma'isa only when dealing with kelim. Kelim are more chashiv than just food. Ava yados, v'letzarech achila ninu, b'machshava nasa, b'machshava salka. Maybe by yados, which are only needed for food purposes, not for kelim. They're not as chashiv. Kelim are more chashiv. If something's more substantial, you need a ma'isa to remove it from being a kli. But food and yados are much lower level. Maybe machshava is sufficient to not only create it into mekabel tuma, but to remove it from the state of being mekabel tuma. Maybe that's sufficient. Gemara says that can't be true either. Even in the world of yados, even in the world of achila, machshava is not enough. How do we see? Gemara quotes another mishnah, a mishnah from Meseches Uksin teaches us, kol yados ha'ochlin shebasasan begorin taros. We're going through a basan means just a second, just bear with me. We're going to skip the parentheses of Yossi Matami as well. We'll get back to that as well. But right now, kol yados ha'ochlin, all the handles of foods, all the stems of food, shebasan, that undergo basasan, whatever that means, begorin, that becomes taros. Those are tahor. So what does this mean? What does basan mean? So Bishma, I understand, Leman Damer Basan means Hitir Agudan Shapir. So there's a machlok is how to define Basan. So one opinion holds Basan means to just unravel the bundle. Which Rashi says, unraveling the bundle is not a Maisa. Even though it's a Maisa, it's not a significant Maisa. We're going to see the other pshat is there's a significant Maisa. So unraveling something or untying something, that's called a Machshava. And Machshava, that is makes it Tahor. So this would be a rise. So we said above, maybe by Yados, Machshava should be enough. So this, according to this Mishnah, if you assume basan means to just untie the bundle, that's machshava, that will make the yados tahor, that actually would work. That's a raya, the machshava does work for yados. Just look how Rashi says this. Rashi says, shapir, it's around, I don't know, halfway down the narrow lines, Rashi says, shapir, the end of the line. Shapir lo kashilach, if you assume basan means to simply untie the bundles, this makes sense. Daliba, mitzah, matzis lemeimar, dekaima, rabban, and kavase, that you could say, rabban, hold like this Mishnah, this understanding. Kaven shehitir ogden, since you just untied the bundle, the lohavi ela kimachshava ba'alma, that's nothing more than just machshava, the gali daita, that you revealed your dast, the lo nichale biyados shalan, you don't need the yados, that you unraveled them. Sheena yados ruis lishibalan, you don't need the yados anymore, So from this understanding here, machshava can bring something from tameh to tahor. So this would actually be supportive of machshava being enough. Ella, back inside the Gemara now. Leman damer my basan basan mamish ma'ik lememer. But if you interpret this Mishnah in Ruksin, that basan means mamish basan, what does basan even mean? So Rashi explains here that you kind of stepped on the yados with the behemas, or you kind of smash it with something, which is a ma'aser rabba, Rashi says, that basa means to do a ma'aser rabba, and that's why these bundles are now tahor. But only a ma'aser works, but a machshava wouldn't work, so a machshava cannot change something from a yad, from tame to tahor. So in Ma'ik Lemero, how are you going to explain this? How are you going to suggest that a machshava by nimlach could change the case of the schach, again, back to the beginning, the whole point here, that a yad of ochel cannot be removed from the state by a simple machshava. Find that a little bit confusing, but again, the point from this Mishnah here is, the machlok is how to understand the Mishnah. When the word says basan, is basan a maisa, or is basan a machshava? Whatever basan means, basan can change from tameh to tahor. So if you assume basan is a machshava, it just simply means to untie it. That's a machshava. Then that's a raya. Machshava by yados as well works. That something that was initially cut for ochel, a yad for ochel, although it's now makabotuma, by being having machshava for tzchach, I don't need the yad. That would be sufficient. It's now tahor. But if you assume basan means to have a maisa, well, where's the maisa by the case of the ochel to the tzchach? You don't need a machshava. Doesn't work. You need a maisa. So what's pshat? So Gemara says, Ma'ik lememar, hachanami, shebasan mamish. Back to our case of the schach here, where you initially cut the food for food, and the yad was a part of the food, and now I changed mine to use it for a schach. I wasn't actually using machshava alone. There too, I was trampling on the yados. I was stepping on the yados, which was a ma'aser rabba, and that's why it went from a yad to no longer a yad. It went from mekabel tumah to becoming tahor, and therefore it's consistent. It's not a machshava, it's a ma'aser, and that explains the sugya earlier. Well, then the Gemara asks, wait a second. If that's the case, if it's a case of a ma'aser, and a ma'aser can change something from tameh to tahor, so ihachi, mai tamayu de'acherim. So how come the Acherim, by the Schach case, say that even though you did Basan, even though you did a Maisa Rabbah, it's still Tameh? Why is it Tameh? Doesn't the Maisa change it from a Yad to no longer a Yad? So Gemara says, Damar Rebbe Yossi, because Acherim hold like Rebbe Yossi. What's Rebbe Yossi? The Tznan, Rebbe Yossi Mitameh. Above, we said, the case of Basan Begoran, we said, Taharos, I didn't read that parenthesis, that Rebbe Yossi argues and says it's Mitameh. That he says, even though there's a Maisa Rabbah, it still retains its din of Tumah. So just like that's true by the case of Basan Begoran, also by the case of Schach, even though there is Basan, it retains the status of a Yad and still is Mekabel Tumah. That's Machlokas, both by the case of the Goran and by the case of the Schach. So now Gemara wants to understand why. Hi, Mai. Bishma, I know what's the reason. Why, even though you've done a Maisa, why would Rabbi Yossi hold that still has a Chalosh Shem Yad and Tumah? So, hi, Mai, Bishma, I understand Hasim over there by the case of Basan Begoren, time of Rabbi Yossi, Chazia, it's still fit. So, the din here is as follows. Even though there's a Maisa Rabba, even though you trampled on the Yados, still, it doesn't, just because you did a Maisa, doesn't mean it becomes Tahor. It still has a purpose. It's still Roy for something. What's it Roy for something? So, when you use an Ata, which is like a fork, a pitchfork, to flip over that which is in the Gorim, right? The Eser or the Eter, the Eser is a pitchfork used in the Gorim. You have a pile of straw or hay, and you want to flip things around. So when you flip it around, you stick the fork in, you flip it this way, flip it that way. So when you trample on the Yados, it still actually makes it right to have the fork stick in better somehow. However that works, I don't know. And therefore, even though you trample and you did a Maisa Rabba, since it's still Roy for something, it retains the status of Tumah here by the case of Basasam. However, Ella, the case of the sukkah, hachal my chazia, what's it right for? By the case of the sukkah, where I start trampling on the stems, the others, I don't need the others anymore. So how come it still retained the din of yad? So the Gemara says, because the chisater, when I want to take down my sukkah in the schach, the minka la bigilai, it actually makes it easier. Grabbing onto the stems, the others, makes it easier to remove the schach. Granted, when the yad is on the schach itself, I don't need them, and it's unnecessary. But because in 7 days from now, when I take it down, they will be helpful for me, that's considered roy, that's considered a chazi for something, and therefore Biosi says, even though you did a ma'aser rabba, even though you trampled on the yados, it still retained its din of a yad, and would be mekabel tumah. Okay, a bit of a tricky sugya. Gemara now says, repeating what we said above, that gufa, kol yados ha'ochlen shebasazan, begorin betaros, Rabbi Yossi Mitami. We're repeating what we said above that Mishnah, that a yad that was trampled on in the Goren, it's now tahor according to the Tanakhama, that Maaser Rabba removed its status of being a yad, and Rabbi Yossi said it's still Tami. So my basan was basan min, like we said above, Rabbi Yochanan Amar basan mamish, where you trampled on it, Rabbi Eliezer, I'll say Rabbi Elazar, Omer Hitir Egden, where you untied it, where you did more of a machsheva. So Bishma, I understand Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi basan Hitir, a gadan, that you untied the eged, you untied the bundle, I understand Hainu the Matame Rabbi Yossi. That makes sense why Rabbi Yossi says it's Tame, because you only did a machsheva. Untying is like a machsheva, that's not enough to lose its status of a yad. El Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Bas and Mamish, where there's a real maisa done, you trampled on them. Amai Matame Rabbi Yossi, why would it have him still be Tame? And the Gemara says, like we said above, they're just repeating what we said earlier, just making it just, I guess, clear. Amar Ish Lakish, Hover Ruyus Lahofchen Be'eser, because since you could use a pitchfork to flip it over, even after the maisa rabbi, it's still roy for something, it retained its status of a yad, and it is Makabal Tum. So now the Gemara says a completely random topic, but it's related to the word Vayeser. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Lama Nimshla Tulasan Shal Tzadikim Keser. In what way or how, what the reason is that the tefillah of tzaddik are compared to Eser, how do we see it's compared? To Rashi quotes Vayeter Lo, what came to the pasuk of davening Yitzchak and Rivka, davening for children, the word Eser is used for tefillah. So how is tefillah compared to a pitchfork? So Gemara says, Lo melcha, to tell you, ma Eser zeh mehapech es hatfuah begorim mimakum mimakum, just like a pitchfork you use to lift the straw of the grain from this place and to transport it elsewhere, so to af Tfilasan shel tzadikim mehafechas da'itel shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimidas achasarios lemidas rachmanos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind is changed. It moves from a place of cruelty, literally, to a place of compassion, like a pitchfork moves from one place to the next place. That is the koach of the tefillah of tzadikim. The new Mishnah tells us as follows. Back to the dinim of schach. The Mishnah says, Mesachin b'nesarim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. You're allowed to use boards. We'll see the size of boards, but you can use boards as schach. And Rabbi Meir also says you cannot use boards as schach. We'll see why in the Gemara in just a second. Nasan alav nesashi rachav arba tvachim ksheira ubavad shel yishan tachtav. If you place a board that's four tvachim wide, although that's good enough, the sukkah is good, but don't sleep underneath it. That would be a problem. So I'll tell you the klal right now is whether we apply gzeiras tikra. What's gzeiras tikra? If I have a board, it looks like I'm sitting underneath a ceiling, and maybe I'll sit inside my house, which is really a ceiling, so therefore there it goes there, don't use a board. And the question is how wide the board is. So the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda says you can use boards. Rabbi Meir says you cannot use boards. But even Rabbi Yehuda says a board that's four tefachim wide, he agrees that's puzzle. You can't sleep underneath it, but it won't disqualify the rest of the schach. Just this area might be puzzle, but if I have enough schach on the rest of the sukkah, it's a good sukkah. Just don't sleep beneath that wood. So we see from the Mishnah, more than four tefachim is certainly a problem. So Gemara is going to now analyze this discussion, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, about which boards are acceptable, which ones are possible. So Amar Rav, the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, how to understand the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So first, Rav weighs in, Amar Rav. Machlokas bin Nisarim Sheesh Behen Arba. The Machlokas is a board that's four tefachim wide. The Rabbi Meir is like Gzeres Tikra. Rabbi Meir says that's possible because that reminds us of inside of the house, a ceiling inside the house. Rabbi Yehuda less like Gzeres Tikra, he does not hold of such a Gzera. Aval bin Nisarim She'en Bem Arba. If the board is not four tefachim wide, it's less than that. Divra kol ksheira, everybody agrees it's acceptable. Even Rabbi Meir would agree it's good enough. That's Rav's understanding. Again, the machlokas is beneath four tefachim, but wider than four tefachim, everyone agrees it's possible. Less than four tefachim is good. Above four tefachim is the machlokas. Shmuel comes along and he says no. Shmuel amar b'shein behem arba machlokas. They argue less than four tefachim is where they argue. Aval yesh ben arba, if there's more than four tefachim, divya kol psula, everyone agrees it's possible. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree it's possible. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Ein bem arba, if there's less than four tefachim, how far are we willing to go? V'afil pachas mishlosha, even if it's less than three tefachim, meaning would Rabbi Meir, who says, oh sir, they're not good enough, would he say if you have tiny little, less than four tefachim boards is no good, how small? Three tefachim as well, would that also be possible? So Gemara says that, how can it be possible? Afil pachas mishlosha, that would also be possible as boards? Ha kanim ba'alma, no, that's kanim. Everyone agrees you could use bamboo shoots, you could use reeds, even he'll agree. So Gemara tweaks this machlokas and says as follows, really, machlokas is amar papa, hachi kamar. Yesh behen arba, divrei kopsul. If the boards are more than four tefachim wide, that's possible according to everyone. This is Shmuel's understanding. Pachas mishlosha, if it's less than three tefachim wide, everyone agrees, divrei kol ksher, that's acceptable. My time, and why is that acceptable? Kanan ba'alma, ninu, that's no longer different than bamboos. Granted, bamboos are not that wide, but anything less than three tefachim is lovely. So even Rabbi Meir would agree that's acceptable. So less than 3 tvachim is definitely good. More than 4 tvachim is definitely no good. Where's machlokas kipligi mishloshim ar arba? Between 3 and 4 tvachim, that area is where they have a machlokas. Rabbi Meir holds that's no good. Rabbi Huda holds that is good. So again, kipligi mishloshim ar arba. Mar sarvar, one holds, kevin de lesnail shir makom lo gazrin. Since it does not reach 4 tvachim, is viewed as a separate domain. Since it has not reach the amount of 4 tvachim, it's good enough. We could accept less than 4 tvachim is good. That sheet is Rabbi Yehuda. Ma'ar, however, Rabbi Meir holds, Kaven denafki lemetars lavad gazrin. Since it's larger than lavad, it's more than 3 tvachim, if it's not lavad, now we're going to be gozer, and that won't be good enough. That's a gzeiras tikra. So let's just recap for a second. Rav initially said the machlokas is above 4 tvachim. That's where they argue. Rabbi Yehuda says good, Rabbi Meir says no good, less than 4 tvachim is where they agree it's actually good, both agree. Shmuel is the opposite, he says above 4 tvachim, everybody agrees no good, less than 3 tvachim, everybody agrees is good, between 3 and 4 is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So Gemara is going to go through different rayas to try to prove who's right. So Tanan, Gemara quotes the end of the Mishnah, our Mishnah here, it said, Nasan Aleh Neser Shu Rachav Arba Tvachim, Sheira. If you place a board that's 4 tvachim wide, it's acceptable. Ubilvad shel yishan tachtav, as long as you don't sleep beneath it. So that clearly shows 4 tvachim is possible, because you can't sleep underneath it. So that's a kasha bishmai, understand the Shmuel. This makes sense. Damar bishein bahen arba machlokes. When do they argue if it's less than 4 tvachim? Aval yesh ben arba. But if there's more than 4 tvachim, this board, divya kol psula, it's possible. So mishim hachi lo yishan tachtav. That's why everybody agrees in the Mishnah. Don't sleep beneath this 4 tvachim board, because everybody agrees, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, it's possible. Does that make sense, the Mishnah? El Rav, according to Rav, this doesn't make any sense. Because Damar b'shiyesh ben arba machlokes, that they argue when it's 4 tvachim wide. Aval ein ben arba, if it's less than 4 tvachim, divya kol kshera. So then, the Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, according to Rav, above 4 tvachim, you could still use such a board, amai lo yishan tachtav. Why would he not let you sleep underneath that board? He says, above 4 tvachim, it's still a good sukkah. It's still a good tzrach. So the Gemara says, "Mi savris divya koli." Whoever said this last statement in the Mishnah is referring to everybody. Maybe say for us in the Rabbi Meir, this last line where you can't sleep beneath the 4 tvachim sukkah, the 4 tvachim board, is only according to Rabbi Meir, because the Mishnah says Rabbi Meir oser, and he says nasa la nesa shurachav and so on who bevach lo yishan tachlev. That's all Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Huda, he would say mutter. You certainly can sleep underneath the tzrach. That's how Rav explains this Mishnah. So next raya. Gemara says, Toshma, Shnei Sadidin, this one's a little bit tricky. Shnei Sadidin, Mitztafrin. If you have two sheets which are Mekabel Tumah, so then you place them next to each other, they can combine to a total of 4 Tvachim, and it would passel that area. And furthermore, it says the Mishon on the Beis, now the Bryce on the Beis, it says, Shnei Nisarin, Ein Mitztafrin, Remeir Omer Af Nisarin Kisadinin. So although everybody agrees that sheets can be combined to create the 4 Tvachim Psul, here, by the boards, is machlokas. The first opinion, in Rashi, this is Shita's Rabbi Huda, that the boards are not mitzarif. Rabbi Meir says they are mitzarif. So let's understand this machlokas, what they're mitzarif for. Bishmai, understand the Shmuel, the Amar, b'she'ein ben arba machlokas, they argue when it's less than 4 tvachim, aval yesh ben arba, divriakol mitzula, but if it's more than 4 tvachim wide, everybody agrees it's possible. So my mitzarifin, what's it mitzarif for? Mitzarifin l'arba. So Rabbi Meir holds it's mitzarfin to 4, because above 4, that's where he says it's a problem. And even Rabbi Yehuda says it's mitzarfin. He just says, in this case, you can't be mitzarif. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you have a board that's one piece, one sheet, 4 tvachim, that's possible. He agrees. He just argues, but you can't take two boards and put them together. So that's the machlokes here, whether or not you can mitzarf two boards or not two boards to the total of 4 tvachim. However, El Rav, Damar B'she'esh Ben Arba Machlokes, machlokes is above 4 tvachim. Aval ein bem arba divrei kol ksheir, but if it's less than 4 tvachim, it's actually acceptable. So hey chidami, what's the case here? Idis be arba lamalut lasrufe. If there's already the boards themselves, each of the two boards, or each 4 tvachim on its own, right? Why being mitzarif? Each pasul on its own. You don't need to combine them. So we can't be talking about where each board is at least 4 tvachim. That it must be idis lesbu arba amai. But if each have less than 4 tvachim alone, why would that be a problem? If I take bamboo and put 20 amos of bamboo, who's going to say it's possible? That's not possible. That each individual one is acceptable. So even though Rabbi Meir in general holds a board that's 4 tvachim is possible, but he wouldn't say if you put bamboo to create 4 tvachim, that's a psul. That's not a board. You can't be mitzarif kasher schach into pasul schach. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says, really, li'olam de'isbehu arba. Really referring to four, that the boards themselves are four tvachim wide, which are pasul. So what my mitzarif, what are the mitzarif for? We ready? They're pasul on its own right. Nothing to be mitzarif to. So the Gemara says, mitzarfin la'arba amos minatzad. So here we have here, we know that in the center of a sukkah, four tvachim is pasul. On the side of a sukkah, four tvachim is acceptable because dofen akuma. But dalad amos, much bigger, dofen akuma does not exceed dalad amos. So if I put four tvachim in the center of the sukkah, I can't sleep underneath that schach. That area is pasul. If I put it against the wall, that dofen akuma, that's actually acceptable. So when we're saying mitzarif here, when mitzarif to the side of the wall, if I put four tvachim, which is pasul, four tvachim pasul, I put a bunch of them to create four amos, you mitzarif those to pasul from dofen akuma. If I put one or two four tvachim boards, that's acceptable. But the moment I put all those schach pasuls next to each other to create four amos, then it's tarif to a different psul. Not the psul of four tvachim, it's already four tvachim. It's a psul of dal amos metzad. That's what the Mishnah is talking about, and there's no kasha for Rav. A little bit tricky, but hopefully you guys got that. So then the Gemara says, lishna achrina. There's another interpretation of this braisa. Bishma l'shmuel, this makes sense according to Shmuel. Damar bishayin behen arba machlokas. Shmuel holds less than four tvachim board, that's where they argue. Aval yesh ben arba, divya kol psul. But if it's above, if it exceeds four tvachim, it's possible. So my mitzarfin, what's mitzarfin mean in this price above? The mitzarfin, the arba amos minatzah, like we said above. It's just a different interpretation, different presentation. So even though the boards are four tvachim and possible in its own right, but it's talking about mitzarf to possible from the side, that dal amos is possible. El rav, so how we understand Rav Shita now, bishma understand the Rabbi Meir, my mitzarfin la'arba amos minatzad, that he holds, Rabbi Meir who holds four tvachim wide, are possible according to Rav. So you don't need to mitzarf to four tvachim, it's already four tvachim, it's referring to mitzarf minatzad to dad amos. Elo Rabbi Yehuda, damar afil yesh ben arba k'sheira, my ein mitzarfin, kenem amaninu. Rabbi Yehuda has no limit. He holds all boards allowed. You have six tvachim boards, eight tvachim boards. So if I put a kosher schach on the side by my wall, there's no dofen akuma, that's kosher. The only time dofen akuma applies is when you have pasul schach next to it. So for Rabbi Yehuda, it's understanding that for him, five tvachim is kosher schach. By me putting it on the side, it's not mitzarif to anything. It's nothing pasul to mitzarif too. It's already kosher. Six tvachim, eight tvachim, it's all kosher for Rabbi Yehuda. So why is he talking about a mitzarif? And what would he be mitzarif to? So Gemara said, they're cutting ba'alman inu. So Gemara says, you're right. I need the Kama Rabbi Meir mitzarifin. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, a mitzarfin. He's just using the same language. But granted, Rabbi Yehuda would never say that boards ever mitzarif to anything. It's not even shaykh, because for him, he doesn't care how long or how wide the boards are. They're all simply kanim ba'alma. They're all regular bamboo, even though they're much wider. For him, he thinks they're all kasher schach, and it's not even shaykh to speak of mitzarfin for him. But since we spoke of mitzarfin for Rabbi Meir, they use the same lashon of Rabbi Yehuda, a mitzarfin, even though it wasn't really necessary for him. So now the Gemara tells us further. The rest of the daf is pretty much smoother. So Gemara says, Tani kavasa di Rav, Tanya kavasa di Shmuel. There's a braisa that supports Shita's Rav, and there's another braisa that supports Shita's Shmuel. Tani kavasa di Rav, what's a braisa that supports the opinion of Rav? Schacha bin nisarim shel erez, shein behem arba divrei kol kshera. If you have boards that are less than four tvachim wide, everybody agrees those are acceptable. Yesh behen arba, if it's wider than four tvachim, that's the machlokas. Rabbi Meir, posel, Yehuda, machshir. So this is clearly according to Shita's Rav. Baisha continues and says something interesting that Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says, "Ma'isa b'shas ha'sakana shivyanu nisarim shu ben arba." One time there's shas ha'sakana. Rashi explains where the over the chacham were gozer that we couldn't perform mitzvahs, so it was a very dangerous time. And what happened was they brought boards that were four tefachim wide. Why did they bring boards? Because four tefachim wide boards, Rashi says, doesn't look like they're building a sukkah. Looks like they're building a house, which is allowed. So they use those boards to build their own sukkah to get around it. And v'sichachenu agali marpeses, we put it over our porch, v'yashadnu tachtem, we had a sukkah. So we see from there that we use the four tefachim wide boards. So that's a raya for me, says Rabbi Yehuda. So Amrid Lo, they say back to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham raya, ain't shasa sakana raya. Bring a raya from a shasa sakana, that was a time of great need. That's not halacha. That was because there was very b'dievid. But in a case l'chachila, no one should ever use four tefachim wide. So it comes out very interesting. If you hold against Rabbi Yehuda, that, like Rabbi Meir, that four tefachim wide sukkah is pasul, and yet they sat in it in the shas sakana, so Ritva says they were able to use it as a kosher sukkah and say the bracha as well. How does that work for Rav Meir? Rav Meir agreed they did this during Shas Takana. He just says, don't do this when it's not Shas Takana. But he holds it's a Pasal Schach. If it's a Pasal Schach, how could you, even in Shas Takana, how could you sit in this in Shas Takana? It's a Pasal Sukkah. I can't use a lemon for my lulav, it's a Shas Takana. I can't say a bracha. So how come here you could use it, sit in the Sukkah, and say the bracha as well? So Ritva says, we see from here, since the only reason why four Tvachim wide boards are Pasal is a Gzeres Tikra. It's a Psul Midrabanam, but Midrais it's acceptable. So the Ritva proves from here that Shas Takana, you could say a bracha when the issue is only an Isser Psul Midrabanam. That's what he proves from this. That Pima Gadim says, it's not true by all Psul Midrabanam. There are two types of Gzeres we have by Chachamim. Sometimes we have what's called a Gzera, and sometimes they what's called a Psul Midrabanam. They create a Psul. Not because of a gzer, because of a concern, but this is Pasul. We have by Hilchot Shabbos as well. The Rambam says there are two types of shvusim. There's not one shvus that means you might lead to a mlacha, a gzer of a mlacha. There's another one that looks like a mlacha, and therefore they create an isser derabanan. So an isser derabanan, not because of a siag, not because of a gzer, but also because it looks like a mlacha. So there's different types. There's a siag, and there's an isser derabanan. So there are people God says here as well. There's a gzer, a psul schach, and there's a psul derabanan schach. So this whole sugi here is a gzeras tikra. It's a gzera. So that's a lower level type of gzera. That's where you're allowed to say a bracha, b'shas sakana. If you're in a sukkah that's really good, and it's not a problem, it's just because it might lead to something else, say a bracha. But had it been a schach that's pasul midirabanan, almost like an intrinsic psul midirabanan, then he says you will not be able to say a bracha in such a sukkah. That's a psul midirabanan, and no playing games with a bracha. Fine. Back to the Gemara now. Gemara says, Tani kavasi de Shmuel. Now this next price to support Shmuel Shita. Schacha ben Nesarim shel Erez, Sheish ben Arba, Divya kol Psula. Bryce says, if you have a board that's four Tvachim wide, everybody agrees it's Pasul. Ein ben Arba, less than four Tvachim is the Machlokas, Rebbe Meir Posel, Rehuda Machshir, this is exactly like Shita Shmuel, and Modi Rebbe Meir agrees, Shim Yesh ben Neser Leneser, we're going to kind of skip this interpretation, the Gemara is going to explain this later on, but if you have, let's say Rebbe Meir agrees, if you have between each of the boards, Kimali Neser, Shiminiach Pesel by name, so imagine you have, they have something that has pictures here, you put a board, which is Pasul, and then you have space. Another board and space. Board and space, and in the space, you place Kasher Schach in between each of the boards. Then Rebbe Meir would agree that's Ksheira. We'll see how that works exactly. I'm not sure if it's tomorrow's daf. And then Moder Behuda agrees in a different case, Shim Nasan Ale Neser Shurachav Arba Tvachim. If you place a board that's four Tvachim wide, Ksheira is acceptable. However, Ein Yeshenim Tachtava, you should not sleep underneath it. But Yashin Tachtav, those who sleep underneath this four Tvachim wide board, Lo Yatze De Chavasa won't be Yotze, because that is Pasul Schach, even according to Rebbe Yehuda. So this Braisa clearly supports Shmuel. Gemara now says, Itmar. Hafchan Al Tzideyem, let's say you take a board and you flip it on its side. So it's like this way now. Not that way, but it's going up vertically. So you have just the side of the board working as schach. Would that be acceptable? Rav Huna Amar Psula. It's Pasul. Because in the end of the day, they refer to this sukkah as a chaloshem psul. Even though I flipped it on the side, a board that's four tvachim wide, whether this way, whether that way, that's a psul and not good enough. However, Rav Chista, Rav Huna Amar, Ksheira, they think it's acceptable. It's not Pasul inherently. It's only problem when you use it this way. When you use it that way, where only is you have the width of the board, that would be acceptable. Look how Rashi says this. Rashi says, Psula, ke the mefarish lekaman, d'cheven d'yesh shem psulem, since it's a board, it has a chalo shem psul, nasu kishvudim shamateches, it's no different than using metal poles, which is certainly possible, ha psul neschach, b'chol inyan shofcha, no matter how you put it, you put the metal poles this way or that way, they're possible. So to boards, no matter how you lay it down, it's certainly possible. But Ksheira, the other pin felt, these are acceptable. The time, the reason why boards are no good, Mishum Gzeres Tikra, because it looks like a ceiling, like a roof. The Chia Gavna, when you put it on its side, Lo Abdi Inche Tikra, no one makes a ceiling that way, and therefore the Gzeres Tikra is not in place and would be acceptable. So this is the Machlokas Amarim. So Gemara says, Ikle Rav Nachman one time was visiting Lesura, and O Lagave Rav Chista Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Armulei, they went in to go visit Rav Nachman, the great Tzaddik. And Amulei, they asked him, Hifchen al tzidei mahu, what would the din be? If you take these boards and put them on the side, would you be able to use it? Now they themselves, paskin it ksheira. They wanted to know the das of Rav Nachman. So Amulei, psula, he felt it's puzzle. Nasu kishvudim shomatechas. It's no different than using metal poles. These are puzzle as well, regardless of how you lay them down. So Amulei, Rav Huna, and Rav Huna came along. And Rav Huna, who held puzzle initially, he argued on them. So he says, Amulei, Amri kivasi. Did I not tell you already, like me? I told you it's Pasul. Why are you going to ask Rav Nachman what he holds? I told you it's Pasul. So Amrilai, they said to him, Mi Amrilan Mar Taima Velo Kablina Minayu. So he said, did you ever tell us a reason? And we didn't accept. You didn't give us a svara. So that's why we didn't trust you. You didn't give us a good explanation. So Amrilahu, Rav Huna says to them, Mi Ba'isa Minayu Taima, did you ask me for a reason? Velo Amrilahu, did I hold it back to you? You didn't ask me. You should have asked me. I would have explained to you. And we would have made sense. So communication would have been very, very helpful. In the end of the day, what comes out is Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, both paskin its puzzle, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch as well. Gemara says now the last eight lines or so of the Amud here, Leima Mesailei, maybe say the following is a support. What does it say here? That Eino Mechazekes Kedei Roshu Verubo V'Shulchano. If you have a sukkah that's very small and you can't fit enough room for your head, most of your body in your table, or Shenifritza Ba Pirta Kedei Shiyizdake Ba Gdi Bebas Rosh, or there's a big breach whereby a goat can stick its head in. O shenasan ala neser shurachav arba tvachim, or you place a board that's four tvachim wide. Afa pishla hichnis latocha el shlosha tvachim psula. Even though you don't put the board all inside, only three tvachim, it's possible. So the havlina right now here is, we'll say in the Gemara, but I'll say it outside first. So these are just different examples, not related to each other, but different examples of a pasul sukkah. One example, the last example, which is what we want here, a board that's four tvachim wide, but you only use three tvachim wide of it. So what does that mean? Heichidami, how do you use three tvachim or four tvachim? Heichidami. Lav kagon shehifchan al tzideyam. Is that where you took, it's imagining more of a block, not a board. A board, you typically think like that. It's a tiny little, half an inch of width. This is actually a case where we think it's four tvachim wide, but it's also three tvachim this way. It's 4x3 now. So what happens is, instead of using the four tvachim side, you flip it to use a three tvachim, the measurement of it, and we see that's puzzle. So we see that so too the case above, by flipping to the sides of the Nisarim, no, they're puzzle. That, is this not a raya for the shita of Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, that hifchad al tzideim is puzzle? And where it says, lo, that's not the case here. The case is not a case of a three tvachim side of the board, we flipped it from the four tvachim side to the three tvachim side. This is a completely different case here. Hacha b'mayaskin, what's talking about here? You place the four tvachim wide board on the edge of the schach here. The aisle tlasa legav, three of the tvachim are hanging over the inside of the sukkah. V'apikha the bar, and there's one tvach hanging on the outside of the sukkah. Davle pesel ayote mea sukkah. V'chal pesel ayote mea sukkah nidam kesukkah. There's a cloud. If you have schach that extends over to the outside of the sukkah, you could sit under that extension of the sukkah. Even though I'm actually outside the sukkah, imagine I have the walls like this, and the schach hangs out outside. Three tvachim here, four tvachim here. This is called an extension of the schach and the sukkah. I could sit outside the sukkah, but be considered inside the sukkah since I'm underneath the schach that comes from the inside. Look how Rashi says. Look at the Rashi, last four lines of Rashi. Deahu, at the beginning of the Dibra Maskel here, says, Deahu tefach dabrai. That tevach that hangs over the outside, mechshev nami kisukah. That's considered like the sukkah itself. It's a big chiddush. The iluschach kasher have a mutter lishan sham. If it's a kasher sukkah, kasher schach, you could sleep underneath it. V'yoti de sukkah. The Amir, we're going to learn a couple of days from today. Daf yutes pesal yoti me sukkah ki aygabna nidam kisukah. That's the chiddush. Nothing to do with hifchen al tzidan, and a completely different case that's being discussed. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We stopped talking about this complicated sugya of the machshava and the ma'isa. That you normally need a ma'isa to change something from tameh to tara. There might be a discussion. Maybe machshava should be sufficient for yados to go from a yad to not a yad. That depends on machlokas how to understand basan. Is basan means a hitter agudam, which is more like machshava, or does it mean basan mamish, which is more of a ma'isa rabba? We discuss then why Rabbi Yosef says it's tameh even after you did basan. The case of the schach is still considered roy because it's helpful to take down the schach with the yados that are still there. And by the case of the goren, the threshing field, even though they trampled on the yados, it's still helpful to flip things around. We then said the case of the tefillah of the tzaddikim is ke'eser because they flip from the achzarios to rachmanios. Then we discussed the mishnah about machlokas, whether the boards are pasul or kasher for the sukkah, whether machlokas Rav and Shmuel, four tvachim, less than four tvachim, more than four tvachim, all those details back and forth, brought a number of rayas from combining them together, mitzarfin's shnei nisarim, where that's talking about mitzarfin the arba tvachim, or maybe mitzarfin the arba amos on the side for dofen akuma. Then we discussed the brayas that supported Rav, a brayas that supported Shmuel, and then finally this last discussion about hifchan al tzidan, using the side, would that be possible? Because it's a chalosh shem possible, it's no different than the shvudim, shel matachas, or maybe it's acceptable when you put it on the side, because it's only gzeres tikra, this one we consider gzeres tikra, and we pass like Rav Huna Rav Nachman, that's Shem Psul. It's no different than the Matei Shvudin Shal Batachas, and unacceptable. Then we brought this last brisa, initially suggesting that's a good raya. We said, no, it's talking about a case of using three tvachim of the fourth tvachim. It's a din of the pesel, hayotze, minasukah, nidon, kisukah. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.